Hello and welcome to Ali and Gooch and Beyond the Norm, where we talk about subjects beyond the norm of what we normally talk about.
And we are recording this episode live, which means a lot less extra editing for Goochum.
Alright, let's get into it. Hello and welcome to Ali and Gooch and Beyond the Norm. Today we're going to be talking about school trips and the different school trips that we've both had, some together, some not.
Mm-hmm.
First up, it's important to note these first few trips we're going to be talking about is in Year 6. The reason why we had like a load of different ones is because normally we do residential, but because we were in kind of a COVID year, we didn't end up doing that. We did a load of different smaller ones instead.
Yeah, very, very sad.
I know.
But this isn't all of our school trips, we're just talking about a select few which we think are interesting.
Interesting. I would say highlights, but there's one coming up that...
Not so much of a highlight, more of a low light, more of a shadow.
More of a shadow, a glooming shadow.
Yeah, but...
We'll get onto that in a second, I think.
More than a second.
More.
A bit more than a second.
Yeah. Oh, no, we're going to talk, more than a second.
And the first trip we went to was raft making.
And it was at a place called Buell Water. Please sponsor us if you want to. By the way, this is not sponsored as of current.
Buell Water? I'm sorry, but I've been thinking this ever since Year 6. It sounds like something you do when you're sick. Buell.
Buell? Yeah, they're not sponsoring us now.
I'm sorry. Very sorry. If you're seeing this, I didn't mean it.
Definitely.
So, boat making. First, we did like canoeing while the other class did the raft making.
Canoeing was pretty good, I mean.
I quite liked it. It was a lot of effort for my skinny little Year 6 arms.
Your skinny little
My little chicken arms of Year 6. Yeah. Arms. But it was quite fun.
Yeah, it was good. And then raft making was probably the more interesting. Okay. I mean,
it was more interesting. So
we got like, this is your classic raft making. You got like the huge empty barrels of air, and you got the sticks, and then you did some knots, like
some rope.
Yeah, like that.
Yeah, just like that, and then you're done.
Yeah. Just
it's like crafting table in Minecraft.
Material gathering
montage. Empty barrels, some leads, a stick, and you're good.
Yeah, it's not very, it's not as easy as that, to be fair.
But not in real life.
Yeah, not in real life.
But Minecraft, if you want to include my raft recipe in your game,
I know.
Please credit me.
I mean, they do have a raft recipe already, so...
Oh, shucks. Oh, diggity dang.
That was such an accent! You just went off with an accent. I'm sorry, we're going such on a tangent here.
Yeah, such a tangent.
I mean, what is it? It's beyond the norm, though! Tangents beyond the way! Anyway, what were we saying? Oh, yeah, raft making. It was pretty good. I enjoyed making the raft, but sailing the raft was quite good.
Sailing the raft. Okay, I have a little story here.
Ooh!
So... the people I remember being on my raft, I don't remember everybody, but I definitely remember a girl who was kind of my frenemy. You know who I'm talking about,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah. We're not mentioning names, just...
And my best friend, part of our trio. But, so we were on this raft, we were sailing out, and I was like, I really want to get into the water because I'm the type of person who just loves, like, swimming and stuff.
Yeah.
And my friend of me was like, okay, there you go, shoves me off into the deep dark water, and it's so cold because by this time we're well into the afternoon, all the clouds are forming over the sky, it is starting to rain, that water was freezing.
Can we just confirm, we did have a life jacket on, didn't we?
Oh yeah, of course we did.
Yeah, but
they wouldn't be able to send 10-year-olds out into the water without life jackets on. Good luck! And so I get hauled back onto the barrels by like a couple of people, mainly my teacher, and she was like, what did you do that for? Why did you go into the water? And I was like, are you blind? Do you have cataracts? And that's basically the story there.
I mean, oh, and I remember at the end, we all had our life jackets on, and like then we all had to go backwards in a line. Into the water.
Oh my god, yeah.
yeah, we were just like, whee! Like, our teacher joined it as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was really muddy and stuff, though.
I know.
Because we live in Great Britain.
Wow.
And the water is, like, literal doo-doo.
Murk.
Murk. Okay, that's a better word for it.
M-U-R-K. Murk!
Whee!
Sorry, this is just so ridiculous. I mean, somebody's probably going to make, like, 1,000, like, little sound bites and then they'll, like, use them in their stream or something. Like, oh, that water's very dirty. Murk!
Murk!
Whenever someone scores a goal in football, way!
Way!
I'm sorry. Anyway.
Next on our school trip type thing.
What is the ape of the go variety? That sounds so good.
The ape of the go variety. Oh my god, that is definitely going in the quotes.
Go ape! Yes.
Yeah, so...
I feel like, is there even an advert for Go Ape? Because I can imagine the theme tune going, Go Ape!
There definitely is.
Yeah, there probably is.
I think it's a little more, like, family-focused on that, with, like, the nice music, the slow-mo shots, all the kids smiling.
Rather than, Go Ape! Go Ape! Embark on an amazing journey through the trees! Go Ape!
It's epic, and there may or may not be some fire involved. Metal!
What did you just say? Metal?
Yeah, it's so metal.
So metal? It's so metal.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's basically a treetop adventure type thing where you're attached. Attached to a thing above you. It's very, very secure.
Very secure.
Very secure.
It's like you're talking about banking options.
It's very secure.
Yeah, this one's very secure.
The voice is how you say it in. It's very secure.
Very secure.
Anyway, yes, so anyway, you're attached to the thing above you that is...
Very secure. Sorry, yeah. It took me a moment. It
took you a moment. You sort of just go through different obstacles. Like, there's a net, I think, on one of them. There's, like, little platforms you have to go between.
Yeah. But it's, like, up in the trees.
You're like,
you know what Go Ape is. Or, like, even if you're
tree
in America
top
or...
adventure.
Yeah, if you're in America or something, you probably have something like it.
Or in Germany or something. Why are we just saying that? Our viewers are either in the UK or America.
It's fun.
They could be in Germany. They could be in France. They could be in Portugal.
Portugal.
I feel like being with Portugal over there. I swear one person is going to listen to this podcast is going to be in Portugal. I mean, thanks, Jane, for listening.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks.
We really appreciate it. Jane, by the way, if you could subscribe, that would be really appreciated.
Yeah, and anybody else. David, can you subscribe? Donald, can you subscribe?
Thomas.
Can you subscribe? Oh, and especially, get us to subscribe to your channel. After you subscribe to ours, David. That David, thanks so much for watching.
Oh, David.
I mean, David.
Moi.
Anyway, I feel like half of this podcast is Italian. Go away. Go.
Trees, a bit scared, find an end.
Yeah. Us two and a friend,
yeah.
Like being the last, and we were just sticking together. Like, at the end, like, there's like a bigger course, and at the other end,
oh my god, the zip wire.
Yeah, the zip wire, there was just no one there.
Yeah, and we were like the three to go on it last. So is it her that went down first?
I think
obviously
you're attached in an order, so you have to go in that order.
Our bestie, she goes down first, screaming all the way. I go down next, screaming just a teensy bit of the way, and then Goochum goes down, straight face.
I just like, no, I'm not a, you know, a theme park cries. I'm not a, I'm a, woohoo, I'm amazing!
Yahoo!
Like, I'm like,
oh my god,
you
your face.
You see the look I am giving Ali right now.
Oh, it is classic.
Classic. Why are we yabbering so much? Yes, go away. Yes, that was, it was overall pretty good.
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
Out of 10.
Out of 10.
Yeah.
17.
Wow. And then you'll love this one even more. Chessington.
That's not even the Chessington theme. What am I on? Yeah, Chessington. Yeah. Just for a little, you know, inside
her background.
I'm so into theme parks. Like, theme parks is my passion.
I said this earlier. He's the type of person to research on how roller coasters work, and I'm the type of person to research on the crashes.
Yeah. And let's just give you a quick stat. It's more dangerous. You're more likely to die on the way to a theme park than at the actual theme park.
I am aware of that, but that's why it's such a big deal when they do crash, because they're, usually so safe.
Yeah, so that's... So, yeah, this is not a roller coaster safety podcast, so anyway.
Don't be scared of roller coasters, by the way, just because a car crash. It is very unlikely. Anyway, moving on.
Timmy, don't worry, there's only a 1 in 100 chance of you...
Timmy, don't worry. Let's go on the Gruffalo together. It'll be okay.
Gruffalo emerge. Gruffalo turns alive and destroys Timmy.
In year 7, I went on that ride 4 times in one day because we couldn't be bothered to go on anything else.
That's not actually... Gruffalo's not actually a bad ride.
Yeah, I love Gruffalo. I know. Anyway, moving on.
So, other rides. So, it was overall a good day. I remember, you were a bit cautious. So, you went on with the group, people doing less rides. I remember, my group and then, this other friend's, their group.
Almost said a name.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, but you held just yourself back.
Anyway.
Okay.
Anyway, we're so off track.
It uses up time.
It uses up
time. Yeah, we're trying to hit that 30-minute mark.
Trying to hit that 30-minute mark, so I just said, because 30 minutes. What was I going to say? But we did a few of the rides. Dragon's Fury. By the way, Chessington World of Adventures. Please sponsor us. I'd love for you to sponsor us.
Yeah, we love you.
Merlin Entertainments, please sponsor us.
We love you, and to my knowledge, you haven't had any crushes, so...
Yeah!
That's even better for your reputation.
That's even better for your reputation.
Yeah, Merlin's had crushes.
Yeah, you do,
but Chessington Merlin hasn't.
You do know Merlin owns Alton Towers, which owns the Smiler.
I know that, but... Okay, Chessington hasn't had any.
Chessington sponsor us.
Yeah, they have a clean record.
Somebody in the comments.
Actually, my brother little Timmy broke his ankle when walking through the park 15 years ago. Actually.
I'm sorry. We just comment, especially Joan. I know you're listening. Joan, please comment. Just please, all you need to say is, my name is Joan, and then we will be absolutely sarcastic.
Yeah, say that we're epic.
Yeah, say that we're epic.
Say that we're epic, please.
Yeah, and like and subscribe.
Fuel my ego.
Fuel my ego.
And anyway, on Chessington, it was my birthday. My 11th birthday, very nice. And I was in a totally different group to all of my friends. The only people I was speaking to were the teachers. And at the very end of the day, they came up to me on the coach and they gave me stuff from the gift shop.
Meow!
Okay, what? That sounds so random for audio listeners.
Yeah.
You just say meow.
Yeah, I just for context, Ali has a cat phone stand or something.
No, it's for the glasses.
It's a glasses stand, and I just put it up to the microphone and then just said meow. We really should maybe at some point start recording the podcast, if we put it on YouTube. It'll be something, if we get more listeners, it might be worth doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's the end of our year 6 trips, I think.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. I just wanted to say as well, if you are on, subscribe wherever you're getting your podcasts. But also, we're on YouTube, and what I'm trying to do is trying to include, when we're talking about Chessington, about Dragon's Fury, you can see, those things come up on screen. So it is definitely, try and listen on YouTube if you can, and give us a subscribe there, as well as wherever you listen to my podcast. It helps support the show, and it helps us be able to keep bringing out podcasts.
Do you want to go first? I want to talk about my really terrible one.
Okay, alright, let's start with, drama trips. I have a lot of drama trips in my school.
Yeah, I'm jealous.
I mean, but the thing is, I feel like that's the only trip we go on.
Really?
Yeah, there's not really any other trips, you said about, places you've gone, and, you've gone to, foreign countries and stuff, whereas...
Yeah, but we do have the opportunity to go to foreign countries at my school, which I'm quite grateful for, but they are a little bit expensive. Lot of lot.
I mean, although our school does have a Japan trip, but only like 10 people.
Wow.
But 10 people from my year group are going. It's
Japan trip.
I know, it's like very expensive. It's like,
yeah, I can imagine
that. But you have to also be able to pay for it, but then you also have to have the luck to be selected for it.
Yeah.
That is the thing.
My school were offering a Poland trip a while back, and I really wanted to go on it with my best friend, who's Polish. But, like, one of us got in, one of us didn't. It got really complicated, but it's fine.
Yeah, it is what tis.
Yeah, it's a lot of luck trying to get on a lot of these school trips.
Yeah. It's like, oh, you have to be the first person, or...
No, in my school, they just pick it out of a hat. It doesn't matter if you're first.
I feel like it would be at least better if it was first come, yeah, first serve. That'd be a bit
because
terrifying.
My mum, she's the most organised woman I know. Like, if there is a deadline, bam, she's on it, like, the day it opens, the hour it opens.
The second, maybe not the minute.
Yeah, the minute, more like.
Yeah, but anyway, drama trips, they're pretty good. I've gone to a few of the ones, I went to Hamilton. Okay.
Hamilton, oh my God.
Okay. First of all, before you get too excited, I'm just going to say a few of the ones I've been to and what I think of them. Hamilton, it was a bit meh.
I mean, it's not the original Broadway cast. I'm trying to calm myself down.
So what it was, it's like all they basically sing the entire play. Which,
yeah, they do.
Which is just, I don't know, I just feel like it's not so much my thing. Like, all the actors were really good, all the set was really good, like, I enjoyed it from that perspective, but it's a lot of rap, and I just didn't understand it, and it just wasn't for me. Like, I can get it being absolutely amazing for some people, but it's just not for me.
All the songs are just bangers, though.
It's just not for me.
Oh,
I know, it's a shame.
What other ones have you gone to?
I have gone to the Lion King.
Oh my God. You're going to say the Lion King was better.
I mean, what do you...
I'm actually going to cry.
I'm sorry.
I'm a history person and you're a Disney person.
Yeah, that's
so
fair enough.
So we have differences.
Please, yeah, I mean, take me to Disney on Ice now.
take me to Duolingo on Ice.
Duolingo?
Have you not seen Duolingo on Ice?
What?
Oh, Spanish and Vanish. Absolutely. Absolute bopper.
I will... What, is like... Is there like the Duolingo bird on ice?
Yeah.
I'll pop it up on the screen now if you're watching on YouTube. There's just a Duolingo bird on ice.
Yeah, I'm not sure if it's actually real, but I want to see it.
Is it just a meme? Hold on, let me search it up. All right,
yeah.
You talk about... let me just finish. So, Lion King, I like all that they do, like, masks and stuff.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I have seen that. And I like the costumes.
Yeah, it does look really good. And I think one more I went to, I'm just trying to think now. I really can't think. I have been to more, but I can't... Oh, my friend went to Back to the Future.
Oh,
and he said it was so, so good. Like, all the acting was good and, like, they had, like, very good lighting, very good, like, there's a bit, I won't spoil it, but, like, some very cool scenes in there.
Oh, yeah, I think I've heard about that.
Yeah, it seems very good. Alright, whilst I search up this random Duolingo bird on ice, maybe you talk about your France trip.
Oh, God, the France trip. So, first thing is, I take a lot of sick days, so I end up missing a lot of school. And the day I missed just happened to be the one where everybody got to choose who to share a room with. Not ideal, right? So on the day, three random kids from, like, another class come up to me and they're like, "Hey, Ali, you're in our room." And I'm like, "You what? Excuse me?" So I'm rooming with these three random people that I've literally never met before in my life. They were really nice though. And the whole time we were going there, I was like, please turn back, please turn back, please turn back. Spoiler alert, we didn't turn back. So Dover, we go through Dover, get on the ferry. Ferry ride there, good. And I've just watched Dunkirk, so like the music stuck in my head. So... get to like Calais. We go in, not a problem. And we're driving for so long. I'm just listening to music and crocheting by myself on my chair in the coach because nobody wanted to sit with me because I had no friends on this trip.
It's not ideal. Sorry, can I just very quickly interject? Definitely not ideal.
Okay.
In Duolingo on Ice.
Okay, you can't play too much of it.
No, it looks like it's an April Fool's joke, but can I just play it?
Introducing Duolingo on Ice, the new multilingual musical coming to a city near you. Join Duo the Owl and all of his friends in a 4-hour skate dancing extravaganza. Sing along with songs like Spanish or Vanish.
And it's such, so ridiculous.
It's beautiful.
If you're watching on YouTube, I will insert a clip there.
It's just absolutely beautiful.
It's just so weird. Sorry.
No, I love it.
Okay. Anyway, aside from Duolingo, please sponsor us. Back to...
Ich liebe Duolingo. That was a bit of German for you. I don't know if that was right.
Our German listeners are so excited.
Sorry.
What was that for? Oh.
Oopsie daisies.
Oopsie daisies, the Mikeys fell over.
Mikey?
The Mikey. Hi, Mikey.
Hi, Mikey. Anyways, France.
Yes.
I'm on the coach by myself. We reached the place.
No, you're on the coach by yourself. You forgot you're listening to Spanish or Vanish.
Yeah, Spanish or Vanish. Duolingo, please hire me.
Yeah.
And we get to this place, right? Immediately, one of us jumps out of the coach, not me, by the way, and sprains their ankle.
Oof.
Then we go inside. It's like 7 p.m. So we put our bags in the hallway, like our suitcases and stuff, and we go down for the food. The food is terrible. They have ratings of, like, 1 star because of people contracting literal salmonella.
What?
And... one of my friends, not really a friend at the time because I didn't really know them apart from their name, like, they hit a piece of the bread against the table and it is like a brick. Okay, and then we tried to use the toilet and it is gross, to say the least. It is gross. I'm sorry that I'm completely, like, being mean about this trip, but I had no friends, so it was really terrible from my point of view. Then we head up back up to the hallway to get our suitcases into our room, right? My suitcase isn't there. I'm looking around this... Oh, jeez. I'm looking around this hallway for 5 minutes straight. Tell me why my suitcase is not there. One of the teachers had pulled it into their room just to keep it safe from thieves and stuff when I thought it had been thieved. I move it into my room. I'm stuck with the only bed left. I got top bunk, so it's not that bad. And then we go sleepy byes. Actually, no, we play Uno first until 1 a.m. Okay, so we wake up bright and early. One of the rules in this place was no sprays in the room, including mosquito spray. Paris is bloody infested this time of year. There is mosquito there is mosquito here, and also the windows don't open because they have a safety lock. And that is, like, understandable, right? You've got to have a safety lock on, like, the second or third story. It's so hot in there. It's, like, 29 degrees. I am boiling.
Do you need, like, an air conditioning unit, does it feel like?
Yeah, it is so warm. So I'm not sleeping with my blanket on. So that will come back to bite me in the butt in, like, a couple days' time. You'll hear about it. Anyway, so today we're going to the Eiffel Tower, right? And the first thing our guide says... Oh, I love him. I would say his name, but I don't want to, like...
Yeah.
The first thing he says is, don't go up to the scammers. Our teachers tell us again, don't go up to the scammers. Because... if you've been to Paris and around the Eiffel Tower, you know how, like, violently persistent these scammers are. Anyway, we walk up the Eiffel Tower, and...
I love the sound effect.
Yeah. Once we get up to the first floor, I'm like, okay, it's just very much hitting in now that I don't have any friends to enjoy this with, because I can't talk to any of these people. Like, this is, like, the worst period of my social anxiety ever. And... so I'm just like, okay, Just gonna look at the view. And I was recently watching someone's experience of Paris, and it was just also sinking in. Whoa, their experience is way better than mine. I wonder if they're I'm standing while they're standing and stuff. So I start tearing up. We go to the second floor, or the third floor, depending on what I said before. I'm like, okay, this is cool. I'm on the verge of a mental breakdown, but it's fine, it's all fine. And this Italian woman, she's on the phone speaking Italian. I don't know any Italians, so I'm not even going to attempt it. And like all of a sudden she starts freaking out in Italian over the phone. Like, she wasn't freaking out before, so this isn't the heights. And I'm like, okay, lady. And then we go back down, you know, and everybody's else is asking my French teacher, who also knows Italian, what did she say? And he's like, bro, I wasn't even up there. We're walking a bit. I start properly breaking down. I start crying. Nobody's noticing, though. And all the scammers start swarming us, like everybody at the school. And it's gotten to the point that the teachers are literally having to fight them off. Not physically, but yeah. It almost got physical. We sit down in the screen area, and I am still crying. I am still properly crying. Like, it was like an amalgamation of a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
And everybody was asking me if I was okay, and that was very sweet. We get to the pool. Like, we get back to our place. We get to the pool, because they had a pool. Fun, quirky detail for you.
Wow.
And I still have no friends, but because they have seen me cry earlier, probably, this is my theory to why they let me join in, they're like, oh, hey, Ali, do you want to play chicken with us? And I'm like, oh, sure. I get on this girl's shoulders, I immediately fall back into the water, and rip her dead grandmother's earring out of her ear along with me. Like, her ear was okay and everything, but that is her dead grandmother's earring. And it is lost in this pool in Paris. So I feel really bad. I start looking for it, right? Everybody does. We can't find it. It is still there to this day.
That
is like the worst experience you can have, like, with the first time playing chicken, I feel like.
What is chicken?
You basically get you need four people. One person gets on another's shoulders, one person gets on each other's shoulders. Yeah. You do it in the water.
Oh, yeah.
And then you just try to push off the person on the other person's shoulders.
Oh, yeah.
Off. That's basically what it is.
Yeah.
So, not ideal. We have, frankly, vile food again, and then we go to Betty Buys. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Wake up. It's Disney Day. So
this is where I'm so excited.
Yeah, I bet you're thinking, well, this is really good, right? And it would be if I had friends. Because again, that is the biggest dilemma here. And I'm feeling ill, because I always feel ill. I have some disgusting breakfast again. Very nice. Yeah. Actually, the food wasn't disgusting. It was the drink this time. It literally tasted like a throw up. So it was very nice, I know. Very appetizing for the day. Yeah. And I noticed my leg is really itchy. But I don't pay much mind to it. We get on the coach and we go off to Paris, and our guide is talking to us and trying to teach us some French. We get to Disneyland Paris. Everybody is running off into their groups, and there is one person that is alone, like me. So I run up to her and I'm like, hey, can we be a group? And she's like, yeah, okay, after, like, running up to a couple of other people and asking them. And so we go to the Spider-Man ride, because she's a really big fan of Marvel. It's, like, the one where you shoot at
stuff. Yeah, yeah, it's basically, yeah, like, you know, like, those, just for the audience, you know, those rides where you go pew, pew, like, the laser shooter rides. It's similar to those. I'm pretty sure, do you use your hands, or?
To shoot the lasers,
yeah. Yeah, you use your hands, like, some others you use, like, a laser gun. But you,
yeah, no, it's a gun.
It's a gun on this. Yeah,
that's put on the front of the
place
where you're sitting. We ride it, and there's like this little kid and a mum sitting next to us. They both do like miles better than we did. But I gave her an Oreo in the line, so successful social interaction.
Woohoo!
Yay! And my leg, it's still itching. and I'm like, aha, that still isn't so good. And if you've walked a long time, like the day before, you don't really want to do something with a lot of walking, like the very next day. So my legs are aching.
Yeah, like theme parks are so much walking.
Yeah, there's so much walking. And so is the Eiffel Tower. So we're just like, okay, let's find another ride to go on. We find this other ride called Cool Mountain, I think.
Big Thunder Mountain?
Big Thunder Mountain? Yeah, Big Thunder Mountain. It's not like the one inside.
No, it's Big Thunder Mountain.
Big Thunder Mountain.
Yeah, sorry, I feel personally violated.
Oh, I'm so sorry. We team up with this other girl, who I'm not going to name. I was going to give her like a code name or something. But so we're going on this ride. It's in twos, right?
Yeah, it's in twos.
You sit together in twos. And I take one for the team. And I'm like, it's okay. I'll sit on my own as long as I'm completely on my own. And they speak to the person who's running it. And they're like, yeah, of course, we can put you completely on your own. We don't want to sit you next to someone who you're not going to be comfortable sitting next to. Tell me why this 26-looking-year-old man comes and stands next to me. And I look back at my two friends, or like friends, because I'm not really talking. And yeah. I'm like, what do I do? And one of them swaps places with me because they're a literal angel sent down from the heavens. And we go on the ride. It was very fun. And then I spend way too much on memorabilia because it's Disney. They're overpriced. Yeah,
of course it is.
Yeah. And then we go back. And my leg, it's still itching and aching and being really weird. And so we meet up at our meetup point, and I tell the teacher, my leg, it feels weird. I look at it, and there is a giant mosquito bite. It is like 5 joined together into one massive lump protruding out of my leg. And they have to call my mum to ask her if I'm okay with having like their anti-allergy medication. One thing that has happened so far is I have not had cell service for a couple of days, and this is my first time completely away without my parents for more than a night. And so when she hands the phone to me to talk to my mum, I'm like, hi mum, hi. And I get the medication, we go back to the hotel, we sleep, and it's our last day in Paris, thank God. And
you're like hoping it's over soon.
Yeah, and we're going to this it's basically like a shopping mall today.
Yeah.
Just to like get acquainted with French shops. Yeah. It was actually just because they needed to fill time, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
But we go to the shop. I don't have any money left, right? So this girl, we love her. She has the same name as the other girl, another girl that rode the roller coaster with us, but she's a different one.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So she gives me €5 to spend on something, and I paid her back after the trip, by the way, don't worry. And I spend it on these sweets called Frazies.
Oh.
And then I lose everybody. I don't know where they've gone because I've spent too much time trying to pick out what to buy. So I'm standing in this shop in Paris, like, I don't know where I am.
Is he bustling Paris? You have no idea where you are.
I'm just standing there, holding my bag of Frazee, like, hyperventilating. And then I see my friend walk past, and I'm like, thank God. We go and we pay, and she leaves her phone on, like, the bit where put your items before you scan them.
Yeah.
In the self-pay. And she goes off to find it because she thinks she's lost it. I give it back to her. We get on the coach to go to Calais, to go back home. Calais is a nightmare. Anybody who has been to Calais after Brexit knows how difficult it is to, like, get back to home after.
And imagine a family of four, but then imagine a whole, how many was there you, coach?
Of school children. There was 40 of us. And we all had to individually get our passport checked. Because after Brexit, you can't just view the coach as, like, one thing of people anymore. Like, you've got to check them all individually. And we are school children. what are we hiding? There's not going to be anybody in, like, our luggage compartment, like, that we've picked up from a dodgy place. But they have to check it anyway, and I'm sat next to this other girl that I don't know whatsoever. I make her a little origami swan. We sweat, we share Pringles. Oh, it's so cute. All very nice. Aww. And we get on the ferry. At last, at 6 p.m. Six! So then we're chugga-chugga-choo-chooing back to England. No, that's a train, not a boat. Yeah, sure. And because it took 5 hours, to finally get on the boat in Calais, they get us all free pizza.
Okay, can't lie, but that's the best bit.
Yeah. It was good pizza as well. I see a cute girl on the ferry, and she's like, she asked to charge her telephone next to me in French, and I'm like, oui? And then she asked me to look after it while she takes a photo with her school, and I'm like, oui? And then I never see her again. But we're finally off the boat, right? We're finally heading back. We get there at 7 p.m.
That's only 1 hour from the boat. That's not actually terrible. 1 hour for the ferry.
No, like, yeah, it was 1 hour for the ferry and then 1 hour back because France's and England's time difference.
Yeah, oh.
So it actually took longer.
Oh, it was, what, it took 2 hours?
Or? Yeah, two hours-ish, I'd say.
Okay.
Which isn't too bad.
Yeah.
But it's still, like, not ideal.
Yeah, well, it is what it is, I feel like.
Yeah, but we got to come in later the next day. And I also got a free thing from the canteen for actually coming in that day. So, that's nice.
Oh, what, did some people just not come in that day?
No, they just called in sick, even though they weren't. Oh my god, I've just realised how long I've spent talking about this. I'm so sorry.
No, it's good, I've really enjoyed it. Like, I've heard this story before, but that's so... I feel like we could have talked a whole podcast about that.
Yeah, I could talk for ages about that because there's probably stuff I forgot to mention that was terrible. Like, oh, my visiting my friend's room and them throwing a gummy bear out the window and it landing perfectly on its feet. Or my roommates throwing flip-flops out of our window and people finding them the next day and us hearing that from our window.
I mean, that's not terrible.
No,
stuff,
but it was happening. Really funny. And also the teachers getting drunk and singing until 1 a.m. when we were playing Uno on the first night. All the teachers, they were drunk the whole time. They always had a glass of wine in their hands. Like, I don't want...
Did they do the old mug trick, all drinking wine out?
No, like, it was just in glasses. Like, we knew. Like, some people even tried to, like, sue the school for them being drunk.
Yeah,
that was my Paris trip. Anyway, do you want to close on opinions? Or?
Do you want to quickly, very quickly, blitz through your Lakeside trip?
So Lakeside is a shopping place in London.
Yeah.
Near the Dartford Bridge, I think.
Yes.
And I went there with my friends. We had smoothies. We got friendship bracelets from Claire's. Aww. Oh, so cute. Like, we're not in, like, our Claire's age anymore, but we still wanted to get some. No. And... one thing about me is I have a platonic wife that I marry every year since year 7. Completely platonic, by the way. I just want to stress that. So I bought some little cute plastic rings from Claire's. And that was basically the Lakeside trip. Oh, we also went bowling. And then my mum called me on the way back and she was like, Ali, do you know how much you spent? And I'm like, no. And she's like, Ali, insert amount of money here. That's what you spent. And I'm like, you what? Excuse me? Like, just long story short, I went well over budget. But she forgave me. That's nice.
Yeah.
Anyway, should we close now?
I think we should probably close, but...
Yeah, this is a very long episode. I'm very sorry.
I know, it's... I'm sure, like, I can agree, like, the listeners, like, you're just... hit, that was just, it's so nice to hear about that. Yeah. Yeah, okay. So, first of all, opinions. What do you think about school trips?
I think school trips are very good. I mainly like them when they're educational, but I also think they could be very nice for bonding for a lot of the students.
Yeah.
Because at school, you don't really get a lot of time to do that.
Yeah,
and they're especially nice when you're making new friends at the start of a school, or if you're trying to spend as much time as you can with your old friends at the end of a school.
Yeah, it's just a good... Yeah, like being able to spend more time with people. Why do you think... we can probably do this, think, for another episode, more of a debate episode, but yeah. Just quickly...
Debate episode every month, by the way.
Oh, yep, hopefully. Why do you... Just quickly, just so we can look forward to the next... I'll probably not do it in the next episode, but the episode after that. Why do you think school trips are more better as educational?
Because you're meant to be at school. You're meant to be learning. And I think that you can have fun while doing something educational. For instance, the France trip. We didn't do a lot of French on that trip, and I really wish we did, because it would have been such a great opportunity to get in touch with, like, the culture of France, but for people who wanted to take it for GCSE.
But wouldn't it have been more fun just to not do that sort of stuff?
We can debate this later.
Yeah, I think we will debate this. We will definitely debate this. But the episode after, we will debate this. So... look forward to seeing you. See you next week. Bye.
Bye.